From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Centrist and pro-European Union candidate Emmanuel Macron became France's president-elect Sunday, which would mean after he's sworn in, he'd be the country's youngest president ever. Macron defeated far-right anti-EU candidate Marine Le Pen. He thanked his supporters and said he wants to be president for all the people of France. Le Pen told supporters her National Front Party will remain the main opposition to Mr. Macron. Hudson Institute analyst Benjamin Haddad in Paris says the election represents a transition in French politics.
I think what this election has shown, both for Mr. Macron and Madame Le Pen in the second round, is that the French want new faces. They want change. The two parties that have governed France for the last 40 years, the Republicans and the Socialists on the right and left, have completely collapsed in this election. The Republicans are right third, the Socialists are right fifth.
Macron now faces an immediate challenge to implement his plans and try to secure a majority in next month's parliamentary election. A U.S. Senate panel is taking a look Monday into the extent of Russian meddling in last year's presidential elections. Sally Yates, who briefly served as acting attorney general in the early days of the Trump administration, will testify or has testified before the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism. And this is while she was serving as a national security advisor. President Donald Trump fired Michael Flynn after 24 days after proof surfaced that Flynn had lied to Vice President Mike Pence and others about his conversations with a Russian diplomat. Yates served as deputy attorney general under former President Barack Obama, but was fired by Mr. Trump. This is VOA News. The leader of Islamic State in Afghanistan has been killed in a joint raid in eastern Nangarhar province. Dozens of Afghan and American special forces killed Sheikh Abdul Hasib, along with his 35 fighters, in a combined operation against an IS cave and tunnel complex. Other high-ranking IS leaders also are said to have been killed in that operation. North Korea said it has detained a fourth U.S. citizen accusing him of committing hostile acts. Kim Hak-sung was taken into custody Saturday. He had been on the staff of Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, the only privately funded university in North Korea. He is the second faculty member to be detained in as many months. Analyst Sung Yoon Lee of Tufts University says the latest detention calls into question the viability of the school.
This tendency to detain American citizens and now two people who have been working for Proust, that raises questions about North Korea's future financial and educational gains to be had from this joint venture.
Last month, Pyongyang detained Kim Sung-duk, a Pyongyang University accounting professor, on similar charges. The governor of the U.S. state of Texas has signed a controversial bill into law banning so-called sanctuary cities and enabling police officers to ask the immigration status of anyone they detain. The police chiefs in the two largest Texas cities call the measure a burden on local law enforcement agencies. Other critics say the new law may be used to discriminate against Latinos and other minorities. President Trump has promised to expel a large part of the more than 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country. Last month, the court blocked his executive order to deny cities harboring undocumented immigrants billions of dollars in federal funding. More than 300 cities and counties have denounced the order. Former U.S. President Barack Obama was awarded the John F. Kennedy Foundation's Profile and Courage Award in Boston late Sunday. In accepting the award, Mr. Obama recognized the Kennedy family for their contributions to the American way of life.
For those of us of a certain age, the Kennedys symbolized a set of values and attitudes about civic life that made it such an attractive calling. The idea that politics, in fact, could be a noble and worthwhile pursuit. The notion that our problems, while significant, are never insurmountable.
The award is named after a book written by President Kennedy in 1957. Previous winners of the Profiles of Courage Award include former Presidents George H.W. Bush and Gerald Ford. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.